In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wide receivers and Patrick Mahomes. So Mahomes ends the game with his worst start of his career if you're basing it off of EPA. Remember, coming into this game, he was the number one EPA quarterback in football per dropback.
Yep.
This was it, not anymore, obviously. The worst start of his career, 42.4% completion percentage. That's the worst of his career. A 19.8 passer rating, worst of his career. And look, I think we all watch the game. Wide receiver drops are a huge part of these numbers as well. But he wasn't sharp. This is a combination of multiple things. But these are also games where he has to own it as well. And the reality is that in the biggest game of the season, because it was essentially a playoff game, that he did have his worst performance as a Chief in these metrics.
In his career, probably.
I would say there's some other games I could pinpoint over the last 6 or 7 years that I actually think he looked worse. But I'm just telling you what some of the metrics said based off of last night. It doesn't help that you had, what, at least 7 drops, 8 drops last night from some of your receivers. Now, the Travis Kelce one, Cody, I would say that ball was behind Travis as well. Got to catch it, but also not a great throw. You know, you go on and on like that. That's correct. Been the issue of the entire season. This year, the Chiefs are tied, depending on where you look. It's so weird. ESPN says the Chiefs are tied for the second most drops. Another site says they're tied for the third most drops this year.
People track them different. Like last night, you could have called it 9 drops. I think officially it was like 4.
Yeah, way more.
You and I both know that it was way more than 4.
Yeah.
Look, their problem, Patrick Mahomes had a bad game. So I don't want to dismiss that.
But guys got to catch the damn football.
As much as I've been complimentary of Mahomes and the kind of year I think he's having, he made a couple of bad mistakes. He was off slightly in several throws. He also made some throws that hit dudes in the damn hands in the most critical moments. And this goes back to where they are as a wide receiver unit. This is the problem they have. In year 3, Rashee Rice is worse. In year 2, Xavier Worthy's worse. Travis Kelce's had 3 absolutely critical plays and no one else has stepped up. So the issue being is right now, it still feels like there's a chance that you're a year away from an entire teardown at the wide receiver unit again. The same thing that they had to do on the offensive line. A couple of years back, like 5 years ago, they tried to rebuild the entire offensive line. They got 2 years into that rebuild and they're like, well, this stinks. And they had to start all over at tackles again and figure out where they're going. It feels like we're barreling towards that at wide receiver, because if Rashee Rice was hoping to get a check at the end of this year, in order to, I don't know, pay some of his legal fees or anything else going on in his life, this year is not going to convince teams to give him some massive amount of money. Worthy, and some of it I could put on just, he's playing scared, and maybe it's just the shoulder, and like that could affect you, but he is worse. He is a worse player this year than he was last year. It ended up being a massively overhyped wide receiver unit, and they dropped an incredible amount of balls yesterday.
Throughout the whole season, yeah. I mean, yeah, again, so many things are just what we've seen all year. I hate to keep saying that, but that's the drops, yes, highlighted yesterday because it's Sunday Night Football and it's essentially a playoff game. But that also has just been a problem the entire season. Look, I think everybody clearly overhyped the wide receiver room. I'll say that as well. I mean, I think we did on this show. I think most Chiefs fans did. Yep. I think the Chiefs themselves clearly did as well. The EGE thing looks like one of the dumbest things that ever existed during this era. Everybody got to eat. Everybody's just dropping passes instead. And I think overall, when you look at Rashee Rice, we were having a conversation, what, a month and a half ago, guys? And, you know, the debate was more, is he already a top 20 receiver? Could he elevate and become a top 10? That seems laughable at this point in time. Top 10, top 20 receivers do not have the crucial drops in back-to-back games the way he did. They just don't. I'm not saying CeeDee Lamb's never dropped passes. Of course, there's plenty of games where he has. But in these big moments, in these crucial spots, when you're the number one wide receiver, when your team doesn't have anything going, you got to step up for your team. And he hasn't enough for them in 2025. While also, as you mentioned, he let them down by missing the first six games of the season to begin with. So
yep.
It's compounded with that decision that he made as well. Xavier Worthy, yeah, I do think a huge chunk of this is that he's playing with a dislocated shoulder and a bad ankle, and he's gutting it out and all that. And last year, they were forced to use him like a real wide receiver. I think too many times this year, they've tried to turn him into a gadget guy again instead of letting him just go out there and be a wide receiver. I think they have hurt some of that. But you're right, the numbers are the numbers. And then, you know, Hollywood Brown, every 4 weeks, he comes up with a big catch. That's basically where we're at with him. You know, he had a big catch last night, and that was it.
Like, when we go to talk about the changes, I'm sure we'll bring this up. People already mentioned Connor Embry and that they've gotten worse.
Oh, look, the wide receiver coach.
Look, reality is, like, if people get worse under you or don't get better, your job's going to probably be at risk, so we can get to that in the I'm not sure that would be enough to satisfy or quench the thirst of bloodlust the Chiefs fans are going to have at the end of this thing. I don't know. Part of this is Mahomes hasn't been hitting these guys the same. And I'll be honest with you, I'm having a hard time blaming him. And that being the fact that I've watched Patrick Mahomes play football a lot before this was his unit of wide receivers of the last couple of years. Hell, I watched him win a Super Bowl with Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney and a bunch of Jags. I watched him get through it where there were still plays to be had. This wide receiver unit has let him down more than any of the others. And the drops are a huge reason why. But it goes back to the part we were talking about at the beginning. It's never just the drops. It's when they drop it, dude. Any of them?
Yep. Any big moment.
It was like four different first downs in their hands yesterday. One sealed the game in Travis Kelce. Noah Gray dropped two, and Rashee Rice dropped one. On third down, on fourth down, to continue a drive, to move forward, that's when they're dropping it. In a lot of ways, it's like on first and 10, I live my life. Kareem Hunt dropped one too. That was good for a first down.
Yep.
Right in his face mask. Perfectly called play by. This is one of those like, that was a perfectly called play by Andy.
Correct.
Kareem Hunt was wide ass open. Perfect. Here comes the first. And that was the one where they ended up settling for the Harrison Butker field goal attempt. And instead, because that was on third down, and then settled for three. They made it 10-10. That drive could have ended in a touchdown. That's in the red zone. Perfect play call, third and short. They thought they were going to hand it to Kareem. This goes back to the initial play call. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And we'll get back to that one. And they drop it. And so it's just, obviously, this is part of the problem. We'll talk about draft later in the week, I'm sure.
But this is also like,
they got holes.
By the way, when we're talking about the wide receiver room, it doesn't mean that none of them are ever capable of making a play, but it's the consistency that you need to have in your wide receiver room, and they don't have that. And when they look at the type of receiver throughout the Andy Reid era, this goes back to Philadelphia as well. Rashee Rice is like the basically 6'1". That's about as big of a receiver as they will draft.
Yeah, they don't have a Jamar Chase.
And so I'm fine. Like, speed is great to have on the field. Like, you need speed, but boy, oh boy, do they just need a wide receiver that is capable of being a little more physical, that is able to win man to man, one on one. And they don't have that in this receiver room. I thought Rashee Rice could be that, and he can at times, but again, if you're not going to be consistent, well, then you can't be the number one wide receiver for my team.
No, and that's his biggest problem is that, and look, his is maybe he took a year off from football and hands don't work the same. Like, I'm not surprised Rashee Rice looks sloppy on a football field. He missed all of last season due to a major injury, had to miss six games going into this thing. You can hit the jugs machine at training camp all you want, but like, he has to find a way to step up in a much, much bigger way if he wants to be this team's leading wide receiver.
There was a point in the fourth quarter until the final drive, right, which was worthless, right? 30 seconds, yeah, whatever the heck that was. The fourth quarter offense for Kansas City. Now, this includes the drops, but still, numbers are numbers as well. Mahomes was 0-for-8 with two interceptions. And on the ground, they had three carries for 15 yards. That was the fourth quarter offense until the garbage yards that they got in the third.
10 straight incompletions.
Or picks. Yeah.
In a game. Yeah. Which, I mean, it might aren't complete to the right person.
Right.
So count just the same. And so, no, they, I don't know. I think last night culminated a thing that we've mentioned on the show that I feel like is probably getting a little more notice now, which is, so Mahomes makes that, they're down 10-0. He stiff-armed that defensive lineman three times, pushes him off,
face
makes,
mask.
Gets face mask, makes some insane throw at the first down marker on 3rd and 10. And you're like, and I almost texted you and said, that's a terrible sign. That is an awesome play. That is a terrible sign for the Chiefs.
We've said this throughout the whole year.
Oh, it's an awful sign. The second he starts making plays that you're like, what kind of freakazoid nonsense is that? No one's supposed to make that play. Bad news. Bad news for the Chiefs because, and look, he was, admittedly, he was pressured on 18 snaps last night. It's the most pressures the Texans have gotten in a single game this year. Not surprising. They were down to their fourth string left.
And they're the number one defense in football.
That tracks. But Mahomes was awful against pressure. And a lot of times it's twofold when you're awful against pressure, when you're as good of a quarterback as Patrick Mahomes is, which is your wide receiver still can't get separation in short yardage, or the play calling is not giving you quick outlets, quick options, ways to get out of this thing quickly and successfully. And so like some combination of that really let him down.
In our group chat with Drew, all three of us were in last night. We were texting at one point and talking about, I felt like there were moments specifically in probably in the first half where they were almost anticipating that Mahomes wasn't going to have much time with their play calling, which we all knew going in was going to be a concern, but they had better time and protection than they thought they had. Does that make sense? Like, and so I thought in the first half, there were times where that there were some plays that they were not willing to call, obviously, because they were concerned about protection. But I felt like they were almost being too conservative in that they what they thought they were able to run. The protection was holding up better than I thought. Now, they gave help to Jalen Moore throughout the entire night. But that part was weird if we're just talking specifically about how they handled play calling while also trying to protect at the same time.
Well, yeah, because there were a couple of, like, they got that deep in cut to Worthy, and that was on a max protect. They had two tight ends and the running back in the backfield and essentially just sent three guys out, and Worthy got open. Look, protection was part of the issue with the offense last night. And, again, I don't know who I'm supposed to blame on the offensive line.
Backups all over the place.
Paul had to come in after a single snap for Wanye Morris, and they had Caliendo and Jalen Moore. I wasn't anticipating some well-blocked, beautifully sequenced. I thought they did fine considering the issues they had at play. But Mahomes has been bad under pressure. His accuracy has struggled the last 2 years as he's been pressured more and more, which goes back to the how close are they on solving their offensive line issues. And if Simmons is healthy and playing, it seems like they probably have a left tackle. When Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey and Kingsley are all playing, it seems like they're there. So like maybe the offseason is a right tackle solution. Could be Jalen Moore, but a right tackle away from being better. And once again, this late in the year, they're just getting beaten to death by the injury bug. He's looked pretty good this year, Mahomes. I think, I don't care who you are, when players let you down that often, you start, and this is his, and this is something he does a lot of in his career, and normally doesn't burn him because he's so great. But when your players let you down as much as they did in that game last night, you get through two halves of football and you just start saying, well, they better just do everything. Like, his back must hurt. And, like, he had a bad game, but I imagine halfway through that game, he's like, well, I guess I'll just do it all myself because they were letting him down in so many key spots, Gold. How could that not just be human nature?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the frustration, you guys were watching on TV, so you probably even saw the close-ups more than
it
I did.
Visible.
Like,
yep.
You know, you could just tell his body language from up above. I can't imagine on TV when they were cutting to him. The frustration for weeks, guys, has been visible, understandably so, from Mahomes and others, right? I mean, early in the year, it was the sideline blow-ups from Kelsey. But I'm talking about, like, Mahomes when he's, you know, the fourth down decisions, whether it's the play call itself or just trying to convince, you know, Andy to go for it or not go for it. You can sense as he's hearing it through his helmet, I think. It's not, I don't think this is inaccurate to say. You can see the frustration on his face on some of those close-up shots on TV.
Can I say, and we talked, we didn't mention the, you'd briefly mentioned we were talking about the really bad fourth and one play call, the touchdown run on fourth down that went to Kareem Hunt. you were at the stadium, so you didn't see it. I'm going to tell you right now, they cut to Patrick Mahomes and that play call came in and he went like something stank. Like he went.
Yeah, there was a screenshot of his face.
He looked that was all over legitimately the place. Annoyed with the call, dude. He got that fourth and one shotgun run. He's like, how the hell can I check out of this?
I think it
was Matt, the look on his face. He legitimately looked dissatisfied with that play call.
Yeah, I think it was Matt Verderam that said something. Like, if you don't like the play call, find it, like, audible out of it. Like, you technically don't have to run the play that Andy gives you just because, you know, it's Andy Reid.
I know, but like, you know, he's a team player.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.